deal, tipping on Bobos, wrapped in Bobos, tipping on Bobos, wrapped in Bobos, tipping on Bobos.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with ya. Let's get the headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Shane Steichen steps to the podium, and he has officially ruled out Jonathan Taylor. So there you go.
Doesn't matter. They're a run football team.
They weren't very good at it last week without him, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well,
no Jonathan Taylor? Helps. Hey, every little bit helps. Hey, you're the one who wants to win. You're the one who wants to win, no matter what.
Yeah, but you're sitting here making it sound like like they're not doing the same thing. Miami.
Well, I told you they were. I said that's why the young guy's starting.
Okay. All right.
He's really only played 8 games.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
In two years?
Yeah.
Three years.
Not 2 years.
He got hurt. Like the first game of the season, right?
Game four.
Okay.
Game four, he got hurt. He was the fourth pick last year.
Okay.
It was him. And it was a tiny man, CJ Stroud, and then he was four.
Tiny man?
Bryce Young.
Okay.
He's tiny. QB wise, normal size.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
for a quarterback, tiny. Speaking of, by the way, we were just talking about the Travis Kelce thing, and I think Marcos is going to like this. So nobody likes being called a bandwagon fan. Even star athletes don't like being called a bandwagon fan. It's like you could probably say, hey, Kelce, you suck at football. But during a championship run, you call somebody bandwagon, they'll fight you.
That's true.
So Kelce, he tweets out, I've been a Cleveland sports fan my entire life, making back for countless amount of games over the years for the Guards and Cavs, just to enjoy those memories of my friends and family. Win or lose, I don't wear Cleveland gear one time and all of a sudden I'm not a real fan? Ask anybody that was in or around the Sweet Game 1 who I was cheering for, and they'll let you know I was there for the Cleveland Guardians. And this, of course, he had to deal with an old tweet from 2010 that said, and my Yankees lost. SMH, hats off to the Rangers, though, but I'm hurting tonight.
Oh, wow, dude.
Minus one, dude.
There it goes. The phony is unraveling one tweet at a time.
Minus one.
That's an old tweet.
First, it's his baseball.
Well, that's the point, JFig. It's an old tweet. He's saying, I've been 10 toes down with Cleveland forever.
Forever?
Yeah, but.
You know who else pulled this move? LeBron James.
Typical.
LeBron James.
Typical. Hey, Mr. Cleveland.
You're a serious Yankees fan.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I've been Cleveland. And it's like, yeah, but you were like, you used to be behind home play with the Yankees hat on all the time, dude.
It's true.
Now, all of a sudden, Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Oh, one may
say. Very interesting.
One may say he's used to lying about things.
You know, I did think that cat looked extra grumpy today.
Oh, that cat was upset, dude.
Taylor's cat?
Yeah. Is Tay-Tay a Yankees fan?
No.
What is she?
I don't know.
I think she likes baseball.
Who are you rooting for, Trav? Yankees, baby. You know.
Well, weren't they at the Yankees game the other day?
That's what he's saying. He's saying he was at game one. And he's claiming he was cheering for Cleveland. I don't know.
Oh, it's possible she's a fan of the Phillies. But
yeah, I thought she was a Philly fan, at least for the Eagles. I think she's known as an Eagles fan.
Yeah, from back then, that's what we all thought. Yeah. That's what was funny about her dating Travis.
Yeah. Hilarious.
You know what, Marcos?
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's not even, I'm just, every time his name comes up, I mean.
Hello, Miami!
You're just trying to pull a Klay Thompson on him.
Hello, Miami! I just want to play a new song for you about my boyfriend, which I like to call Bandwagon Liar McGee.
A one, two, three!
Oh, you think she gives a countdown to her band?
Oh, you gotta give a countdown.
Right, she's more. Gonna give a one, a two, a three!
Okay.
Does anybody do that anymore?
Yeah, everyone does it.
Probably like a rock band, maybe.
I didn't
when they want to start moshing, not that.
Travis doesn't deserve you.
This is was all a plan for his podcast.
He's totally a Yankees fan. Can't trust this guy, man. You cannot trust this guy. I knew it.
He totally had a Derek Jeter jersey and not Tony Fernandez as a kid.
He's got a cop mustache. And he's not a cop.
Look at that. He couldn't point out Omari Vizquel if his life depended on it.
He thinks Tony Rizzo hosts a Cleveland radio show.
You think he's ever heard of Jim Tomey? Didn't think so.
Oh, man.
He thinks Rick Wild
Thing. It's going to be one hell
of a concert. Mm-hmm.
Tay Tay, he thinks Rick Wild Thing Vaughn was actually on Cleveland.
Tobin, we're in the 300. She doesn't hear you, dude.
That's my favorite. When you scroll through the fans, right? During a football game, and they hear, "You're a bum! Boo!"
Taylor, you think he's ever heard of Grady Sizemore? I think not.
It's the worst. A phony, total phony, dude.
Look, I'll take their seats. I'll gladly sit in the 300s.
Tay Tay, he doesn't know who Sandy Alomar is. Never has. Never will. He was a Posada guy.
She's like, I don't know what this guy's saying. Why does he keep yelling? What does a Posada guy even mean?
He keeps mentioning random Cleveland Indians from the 90s.
He doesn't even like Charlie Sheen. What? Just say random things at this point.
Yeah, you probably thought Manny Ramirez started as a Red Sox, you fraud.
He did.
Oh, he was on the Indians, dude.
I know he was on the Indians first.
Yeah.
They had a squad.
Squad, dude.
He's never even seen Major League.
Remember they had the pitcher that got beat up by Connie Kattan or whatever her name is?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
It was a pitcher.
That Indians team was a squad, dude. That was a good team.
Finley?
Yeah.
Oof.
Tay Tay! Kenny Lofton! More like Kenny Lyon!
No, come on now.
I love you.
That was a squad. They had AB. I wonder if that was the team they had. Dave Winfield was on that team. Yeah, they had a squad.
Do you think he's ever heard of Bip Roberts?
Do you think he knows oyster birds? He's never heard of oyster birds.
Oh, man. Man, Travis Kelce, huge fraud. How about that?
Knew it.
What is that?
It's going to begin to unravel right in front of your eyes.
Taylor, he thinks Kenny Lofton's a basketball player for the Grizzlies.
Oh, God. Did he finally make the Grizzlies? Thought he was on the G League.
He was on the... No, I mean they basically were a G League team last year. They had to play everybody.
It's true. Knew it.
Wild.
I called this before anyone. And this is just the first domino.
You also called that they were going to be done on September 28th.
He did say that.
Yeah. No, but
yeah.
the book.
No, but my ass. No, go ahead. Pull a Tobin. Go ahead, Frog Boy.
Once the ending gets revealed, you got to change the ending. It's like if a movie leaks, you got to re-record the ending.
We all knew the ending of the Endgame.
No, they had to make some changes.
Say a song.
Wait, listen.
Yeah.
The Avengers were going to win.
Correct. But who was going to die? They had to change because of leaks. You always got to change after the leaks. Everyone knows.
Taylor! Oh, God. Taylor!
Wait,
you think Travis? Do it a bit!
Isn't Iron Man going to be another superhero?
Do it a bit. I'll tell you who's not an Iron Man. Taylor! I'll tell you who's not an Iron Man. Francisco Lindor. You think he even realizes that series matchup could happen?
Oh,
Lindor's revenge?
This thing about this. Lindor's revenge. He's going to be Dr. Doom. I thought he was
going to mention Bluetooth after Iron Man.
Dr. Doom.
Yes, he is.
Huh?
Iron Man's going to be Dr. Doom now.
Oh, wait. So Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Tell you where you don't want to be Dr. Doom.
Okay.
There you go.
In the bed, well, maybe, I don't know. You know, it depends how you have your tone there. But either way, doom or gloom, you don't want it there, try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it, all right? You don't want to be a bandwagon bedroom performer. All right? Your partner wants you to be good in the bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. So why not try Blue Chew? And in fact, I got a great deal for all our listeners out there, right? You can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
What was that promo code?
SHOWPONY, Cleveland Indians fan. Just go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you're getting your first month free.
So no doctor's visits?
No doctor's visits. You just got to type it in, go to BlueChew.com, show Pony at checkout. No pharmacies either.
So none of those awkward conversations?
Nope. So go to BlueChew.com today. BlueChew.com.
Show Pony.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I want to remind you, come out and watch the Canes with WQM and Solana this Saturday at noon at the Quarterdeck on University Drive in Davie as they take on Louisville. Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. Did you see the Cam Ward made its way to the Lakers game last night?
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Which, by the way, Western Kentucky, I'm calling it that. I hope that's okay with you hillbillies up there because I know you're all upset because you came up with it 3 years ago and nobody gave a rat's ass. Mm. I'm going to call it the Cam Ward. But anyway, the Smell-O-Fin made its way to the Lakers game last night.
Yeah, they call it the Zombie Land or something like that. It's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
you look like an elephant. Smell-O-Fin.
Okay.
I never saw Zombie Land. That's the one with Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw. What was it? Was that a part of the movie? I don't really remember that. I remember being pretty gruesome.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
That dude has done every type of movie available, right?
Oh, yeah.
From funny to serious to like, holy smokes.
I liked Zombieland.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Of course you did.
You didn't like it?
Why?
I don't remember seeing it.
Oh. I don't remember seeing it. I've seen parts. I remember it being gruesome. I remember a chainsaw, but I don't remember the...
Yeah, I mean, it was, strangely enough, still a comedy. So, I just...
Did you guys see this smug J.J. Redick last night?
I did watch some of the game, but what exactly did he do that was smug?
He was like, my assistants told me not to put in Dalton Connect again, and he scored 20. I'm like, dude, it's a preseason game, Peter Pan. Congratulations. Like, you want to act like you're some basketball savant because you played your first-round pick more in a summer league series?
Is he bragging about
congrats.
About being better than his assistants?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, look at that. You know,
want to know why? Egomaniac J.J. Redick.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can see it, though.
And then everybody got crazy because there's like, did you see what he put on the injury report for LeBron? He put old. I'm like, oh, so he's stealing Greg Popovich's jokes? Mm. Now you're a joke thief, JJ Redick?
Mm. No respect for that.
No.
That never leaves you.
You would never be welcome at the improv unless it's Mincy, of course.
Oh my God, that guy. He kidnaps us once a year. It's really the worst.
Mincy is like, don't leave. I don't want to be lonely. It's
4 a.m. Please stop doing karaoke.
That's so bad.
It is. It is bad.
It's greedy of him.
It's so greedy. And then he does this thing where he's like emotionally trying to connect and tell you as to why he's up here doing what he does. And then he wants you to cry with him. And then you're like, all right, I get it. You know, he's a disturbed soul. But then 3 hours later, you're like, the Macarena, dude, now is what this is how you're going to resolve everything.
Hey, he really wants to connect with you people and tell you how Joe Rogan ruined his life.
Oh, totally, dude. We get it, dude. And if you're a fan of the show, of course, you know, we're just kidding. We just kidding. Totally kidding, Carlos. Love you.
This is not the same Marcos, you know?
Oh, this is a different one. Different guy, for sure.
This is Vice Shirt Marcos.
This is actually, his name is Mark Os.
Yes, exactly.
It's an intangible, you know, I've done this show with his last name being Os.
Absolutely.
Oh, he can add that to the list of five name athletes.
Oh,
Bo Nix, Ty Law.
Oh, 5 letters is what you're saying. Ooh, because I thought you meant like 5 nicknames. There's people with like 5 nicknames.
Apollo Creed.
Okay.
Boxers in the fight game, they tend to do that
too.
Yeah. What did Apollo? Did he have like 8 nicknames? Apollo Creed.
Oh, yeah.
They listed them all before
every fight. They listed them all.
The Count of Monte Fisto.
Oh, that one's good, though.
Until Drago.
The Dancing Destroyer. Yeah. The King of Sting. The Master of Disaster. The one and only. The Prince of Punch. The Thane of Pain.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Best movie. You know, I got to catch up on Tulsa King. I just realized.
Oh. I actually heard you talk about that.
Wait, didn't you have this whole thing where you couldn't talk about this alongside Babushka?
What? I said about Tulsa King?
Huh. I don't remember that.
Something like that.
I'm definitely suspended for another 17 days on Babushka, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the countdown.
Yeah, but I don't know about Tulsa King. I don't recall. I'm sure Dade South will keep me on tabs. He's like our.
Even when he keeps tabs, though, you lie.
Oh, he's keeping tabs on you, by the way, dude.
Oh,
look at your Twitter activity. Somebody hasn't logged in today.
Okay.
I did log in.
Oh, he has been a retweeting Bob Slander from you left and right on Twitter today.
No. Wait. First of all, here's what I love about you. It's all from the same year surrounding the same stuff.
Here's what I love about you.
Oh, what do we love about each other?
You act so innocent.
Like, February 4th, 2021.
Dude, I could
B-O-B, bet over Bob.
Okay.
Right? Mm. February 4th, 2021. Boy, I just ran out of Celsius. Thank God for Bobrovsky.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. What about May 3rd of 2022?
Oh, remember that?
That's not the same?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really? A year later? That's the same time frame?
Hey, oh my God. Oh my God.
It's literally a calendar year later.
Yeah. Okay.
So why are you acting like you did this like it was a phase?
It was a very long phase.
I want you to come out of here. I want two things you to be known today, okay?
Okay.
One, you hate Aaron Rodgers, and I'm tired of you denying it.
That's true.
I'm tired of you skating on it.
You totally
hate him. You hate him. We're sick of you dancing and tiptoeing around the tulips. Just admit it. Okay. And second of all, you ripped Bob for 4 years.
It's true.
I didn't rip him for 4 years.
4 years, dude. Forego Bob, 4 years of ripping from Leroy. Mm. It was like a presidential term of ripping Bob.
Wow. I'm here looking at all the retweets.
Thank you for your service, Leroy. I appreciate it.
Hey, I don't know why.
Leroy Horde, do solemnly swear to uphold the office of Bob Rippery for 4 years.
No, I did hold it for 4 years. The last one was then. Find me a more recent one.
I will. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay.
It's all I'm going to do this weekend.
Okay.
He's going to go deep into the archives now. I can't wait.
Give him my snorkel mask as I pick up my deep dive.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to just say it. If Dave South can't find it.
On Twitter, dude. Trust me. I got plenty of our tapes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. I didn't say anything negative about Bob. I just said, hey.
Okay, dude.
4 goals.
Yeah.
That's negative.
Was that not a fact?
4-goal Bob is not a cool thing to say to somebody. You're acting like, no.
That wasn't my question.
You didn't bet on it every time. And then
yes,
when
I
he
did. Went,
no, you didn't. And when you were like, oh, 2022?
Oh, look who's back, our old friend.
4GB. You added an abbreviation for it.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't want to, we were short on time. I didn't want to just put the whole thing out there all the time.
You were short on time. It was on Twitter.
Oh.
Short on characters.
Are you shorting it like Prince when he made his name a symbol?
Yes.
Back after this.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Let's play a little You're Dead to Me, people. I'll go first. You know, this game week has brought up a lot of bad memories because reminds me of the time I had to spend 4 days in Indianapolis. And that city sucks. So Dolphins, get some revenge for old Tobes because I hated that city. Boring, nothing to do, bland. I had to walk by the stupid Pacers arena. You guys do like Caitlin Clark. I mean, good for you there. But other than that, oh, it's enough. Peyton Manning and Halliburton nonstop. And that crackpot, Mark Boyle, who lives there in Indianapolis. I hate that city. It sucked. I'm still mad at Galen for making me go there. Indianapolis, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Leroy?
You know what's dead to me? We spend hours upon hours of discussing these things, and they don't matter. And I go back and forth with you, and you always think your guy got jobbed. How can he be on this list, this low, or whatever? I am so tired of player list.
What?
Because here's the deal. Whether you're number one on the list or number 25th on the list, your ass is compensated the same. You get a max deal, you get a max deal. So if 1 through 50 get a max deal, who cares where they are separated or however? You got as much money as you can get. It's a moot point. Also, don't complain about where your listing is if you haven't played. You could know you're better than everybody else, and I may agree with you, but you haven't played. These lists are stupid. So you know what's dead to me? All these players' lists, especially in basketball.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Bum.
Reading this on Twitter right now,
I'm
Leroy?
I'm reading all the Twitches. When your buddy down below is dead to you, blue chew.
I wasn't reading. I was reading Twitter. Not Blooch. I hope you all are going there and, you know, getting your free Blue Chew, though. You know? Let's give it a whirl, baby. JFig, what do you got?
Ticketmaster?
Oh, boy.
I'm sick of you.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
All right.
You're dead to me.
Look, I tried so hard to get on the queue. Then it said that I never signed up for pre-sales, so I couldn't. I wasn't like one of those verified fans. And I was like, what are you talking about? Yes, I did. Signed on to 2 different emails, got nothing. Then now they opened up the queue to everyone, and it says I have like I don't know how many people in front of me, and then it starts going quickly, and then there's nothing.
What
for all three dates?
When does the class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster happen?
After all these years of operation, you would think that they would fix it by now.
I don't understand the idea.
They make me sick.
I don't understand the idea of actually making people pay $500 to sit in the nosebleeds a piece. It's such a scandal that's going on, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it.
No. It's unbearable, really. I never had so many issues getting into Ticketmaster, getting my tickets, nothing. I never had to do any of that. Your life used to be so easy.
And here's what sucks is that it's not even people buying them. It's people buying them on the secondary market.
Right.
That get to buy up all the tickets.
It's ridiculous. Like, you know, like my daughter was like, oh, well, if we can't go to Taylor Swift, we go see Sabrina Carpenter. Lowest ticket for sitting behind the stage, like in the nosebleeds of the stupid Orlando Magic Arena, $500 a piece. I'm like, she has three songs.
Also, that show is not really that appropriate for your daughter. I'm just saying.
That's another thing for another story, J Fig. But I'm just talking right now. Even what? If it was,
she's a carpenter. What could be so bad about that?
Okay.
Let's just say she. She looks like her concert line is sold at Victoria's Secret.
Sabrina.
Well, I would say besides that, there's like some scenes in between songs.
Wow. Don't have to tell me. Listen, the price already got me out of there anyway. So
you're already convinced.
She wants a show. She's going to have to sit there and watch the cats on the couch with me and Tommy saying, White Ice!
Well, yeah. Point is taken, Master. You're dead to me. Fix it!
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Froggy, who's dead to you?
Now, being that I am a stand-up individual, I would never use this opportunity to shamelessly plug anything I got going on.
Are you saying stand-up individual is in stand-up comedy?
I'd like to leave that open-ended for interpretation.
Okay.
So, again, I would never utilize the platform that I have here to potentially...
I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, you know, like, I wouldn't come up here and remind everyone that on October 30th, your boy is producing and hosting on stage a Halloween game show at the Miami Improv. I wouldn't just come here and just say these things to make sure that people go out to MiamiImprov.com.
Just do us a favor then. Don't shamelessly plug that October 30th you're hosting a Halloween game show at the Improv. You don't have to tell us that on October 30th you're hosting a game show at the Miami Improv. Just don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that I'm going to do. What I'm not going to do is tell people that I'm hosting a game show at the Miami Improv on October 30th. And it's a Halloween themed game show because people have things to do. So I'm going to get to what they're here for. And you know who's dead to me? If you don't buy tickets to my game show. Okay, no. Okay. Who's actually dead?
You know exactly that's what you were going
to do. You know, like, if you really wanted to go, like, just give an example of, like, if you were to be that where you could get those tickets. For like, sure. What wouldn't you do if you weren't a stand-up individual?
It, you know, again, don't want to cloud anyone's judgment, but hypothetically, if you go to MiamiImprov.com, just go on the calendar there. You'll see October 30th. Trick or Trivia. You like that name? That's a good name. Right. Go on. That's a pretty good name right there. Woo! And then, you know, I'm not going to tell you that there's specialty cocktails there, specifically Halloween themed.
Wow.
And a costume contest in which the prize is a free tattoo. Because we're highbrow individuals over there, of course.
What like kind of free tattoo are you talking about?
A real tattoo. Like a
I don't think I want a prize tattoo.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I mean, whatever tattoo you want. It is from Vince Nightmare Tattoos. So, again, I'm not going to sit here and waste time.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate that.
Why is it nightmares?
Why is it not? Because it's a spooky theme night, you know, Trick or Trivia. That's a good name. That's a really good name every time I say it.
But so what exactly is that to you? Yourself?
So, you know, it said to me, I don't know, Travis Kelce. He's annoying or something like that, right? I just can't stand this guy.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Taylor! I bet if I needed him to name the 98 Yankees, he could do it. He definitely knows Scott Brosius.
Oh, wow. That was a deep cut. I remember that from the Ken Griffey Jr. game. That was Brosius. There's like a couple names you remember. That was one of them.
Wow. He won a World Series MVP, did he not?
I think so. I mean, he seemed pretty good.
Brosius won a World Series MVP.
I remember being scared of him. I was like, oh, this is that Brosius guy again. That in NFL Blitz. I used to remember the name Biaka Batuka.
NFL Blitz was great.
That's Michigan. A
great game. Yeah, Biaka Batuka. I would just throw it to him just to hear that.
That's how I ended up in Carolina.
Why? Oh, because he got
hurt.
Mm. Wow, he just filled in for your Michigan boy?
Not very good, I guess. Good enough. Because a month later, I was a Viking.
Taylor! He wouldn't know Oral Hershiser if he punched him in the face.
Oral Hershiser? Me either, actually. Literally me either. That's one of those old names for sure.
You want to know how many times I've watched the 1997 Florida Marlins beating Cleveland Indians VHS, and I can rattle off all of these Indians that's still stuck in my mind.
Jeez, dude.
Great. Oh, what a great piece of cinema that was.
Good times.
Remember a good, a good World Series cassette video? Is it a cassette? A video is not a cassette.
Yeah, the VHS, right?
What a time.
You get it.
Anyway, that's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
It is on, oh my God.
Whoa. WQAM is supporting Neighbor.
What have you seen, Aaron? Punting.
Jalen Waddle. Going out there, fat pockets, no catches.
There's one thing to be committed to the run. There's another thing to be committed to the run.
Hope you motherfucker have a good day.